This morning's reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 15 to 20. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behaviour in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water.
Evan, if you could just put on the screen these things. Back in the autumn, I did a few talks and others joined me in thinking about a togetherness in worship. And then at the beginning of this year, we had a theme of teaching about togetherness in community. And that was a real highlight as we shared foods from around the world. It was a wonderful occasion in January. But today marks the start of a new series of talks on the out aspect, which is together in mission. And there are some Bible study notes for this week, which are at both ends of the church as you exit this morning, and also at the Welcome Hub too, or online if you want to delve in a little bit deeper for this theme, together in mission. But we're going to, over the next few weeks, think about mission as a church, and we're going to do that together. And we're going to jump like this. But we're going to think all about what it means for God's heart to be a heart full of thinking of others. Because that's what mission is. It's about thinking of others. It's a great verse from 1 Peter 3, 15. Always be prepared to give in hope for the answer that you have. Well, I don't know about you, there are some people in the world who are really quick to give an answer. But they may not be answering the right question. They may be answering the wrong question. But we as Christians are called to live a life that's so distinct, so different, so radical in love that we provoke questions from other people. Why do you do that? Why do you sing crazy songs like Hosanna Rock, which actually was a brilliant song? Why do you do that? Or why do you go out with Crossroads and give food and support? Why have you got this Kairos Cafe thing? Why do you do Tuesdays? Why do you do this sort of stuff? That's where we need to be prepared to give an answer for the hope of Jesus. But I wonder, are we really any good at it? Right, I need some help, actually. I need some help for someone who likes sport. Yeah, come on. Quick off the mark there. Right, do you want to go in over there? I'm going to throw this at you. You lot are really worried now, aren't you? Hannah's put her head down like this. Right, this is an American football. Do I do it that way or that way? You're so right, aren't you? So right. Okay, you ready for this? Okay. Actually, I might just play by myself. Sorry. I'm joking. Much better to play with you. Ready? Much better. Catch it. Well done. Woohoo! So much better to play sport with you. Much better. Sharing is a much better way. What about thank you so much? What about chocolate? Should I keep this chocolate to myself? I have seen Sarah. I'm just trying to ignore her. Should I keep this chocolate to myself? On a Sunday afternoon, sitting on my sofa, church is done. you know, that's what I do, sit on my sofa and eat chocolate. What does your minister do on a Sunday afternoon? What do you do on a Sunday afternoon? Is it better to share this? Absolutely not. But because I really like Sarah, I'm going to give you the chocolate. There we go. Right. Crisps. I am a crispaholic. And I'm definitely not going to share these. Flame-grilled Whopper crisps. I like my beefy crisps. Bounties and beefy crisps. Basically food beginning with B. I'm not going to share these because I am going to have these later because no one wants them. Anyone want these? Oh, I wish you hadn't have put your hand up. So gutted. Oh, dear. But you have got a Villa top on. There we go. Yes, so that's all right. Love the Aston Villa supporters and the Birmingham City supporters. Right, there are other things that we might struggle to share. I mean, chocolate, fine. Crisps, even, fine. Sport, fine. The remote control, not fine. That you cannot share. No one should share this. This is the only person who can have it. And it's true, actually. I've got no look in at all with our TV. These two are scary. In our family, we have a weird thing. There are some people, they share socks. Has anyone ever shared socks? Has any of you lot shared socks? Does anyone want to catch one of my dirty socks? Great, I love it. Oh, near. Oh, ready and again. They're well done. Now you need to sniff it and everything. Sharing is caring, so they say. But there are some things we like to share and some things we don't like to share. There are things that we like to keep to ourselves. What would you like? Do you want to give these to your mum? They're for your mum. There we go. Sharing is caring. It's good to share. There we go. I've got something else to share. Sometimes we can easily share stuff, things. You know, it's not hard to share chocolate, really. It's not hard to share crisps. It's not hard to share even the remote control, maybe. But our faith, what does it mean to share Jesus, who is the hope of the world? When was the last time we did that? When was the last time we prayed about that? When was the last time we wanted to invite someone to a message about Jesus? Always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have is another way of saying share the gospel. I want to encourage SBC to be a people that are crazy about sharing the gospel. Because that's what we're going to do. And that's not easy. It's not everyone's cup of tea. But when you know Jesus personally, you kind of want to share Jesus with others. And that's what we're going to encourage one another to do. So thank you for listening this morning to that. We're going to sing Boldly I Approach, I think. Is that the one? And before doing that, I'm going to just pray. And we're going to just be, even in the moment of a madness of an all-age service, to be opening ourselves up to God and say, Lord, who is it you want me to share the good news of Jesus with this week? So let's just take a moment to be still. Oh, thank you, Catherine. You are amazing. The bravest person in SBC. All for Jesus. We could sing that. But let's take a moment to be still. Thank you, Lord, for one another. Thank you for the good news of Jesus that brings us together, the reason that we're here. Thank you for fun and for laughter, but for also being with one another in pain and in challenge. Jesus, you are the hope of the world. There is no one who compares to you. You are the hope of my life. There is nowhere else I would rather turn than to you. You are the one who gives life and life in all its fullness. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.